First off, I just want to tip my hat to Mariposa Arts Theater, MAT, for its sold-out final weekend of I'll Be Back Before Midnight. MAT is strong and keeps getting stronger, you heard it here first. Next up for this tireless group of talented volunteers? The second annual Queer Cabaret, held at the MAT Warehouse on Brammer Drive on June 21st and 22. This is a 19-plus event, and tickets are not on sale yet, but auditions are happening May 10th and 11. For lots more information on what those look like, click here. Keep your ears to the ground regarding when tickets go on sale. This event sold out in record time last year. MAT is also hosting auditions for its November musical, Gypsy, on May 24 to 26. Check that same page for more information on that, and how to be included. Also want to give a huge shout out to the tireless and wonderful volunteers at Roots North for a stellar bunch of shows last weekend. The 10th anniversary will be very hard to beat, but I have no doubt they will do it. Standout shows for me were Begonia and Bleaker, both on the main stage. I heard many of the satellite shows around the region were fantastic as well. Kudos to Roots North. This last weekend of April is proving to be just as busy as the rest of the month has been, and May is looking just as full. Aurelia has definitely bounced back from those strange pandemic years, stronger, more vibrant, and with even more events in arts and culture than it had before. Aurelia Museum of Art and History is hosting the 27th Annual International Women's Day Art Show, April 27th to July 30th in the Mulcahy Family Gallery. The opening reception is this Saturday, April 27th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Come out and see incredible artwork from dozens of talented women. The theme this year is Beyond the Surface. The Aurelia Opera House, ooh, is busy this week, starting off with a Stampeders concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. Continuing the Wow Are They Still Performing theme, Lighthouse is playing at the OO on May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. On April 25th, Able Theatre presents its spring show, Start. You can get tickets to all of these shows at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. This Friday, the OO is host to the Paddling Film Festival World Tour, presented in Aurelia for the first time. This is a fundraising event, and partial proceeds will go towards the rebirth of a local, Aurelia Paddling Club. We used to have a canoe club here over 100 years ago. From the press release, the Paddling Film Festival showcases some of the best paddling films in the world. This international competition is a year-long tour across the globe and screening to over 30,000 outdoor enthusiasts and their families. The festival recognizes the best paddling films in a series of categories like Best Whitewater Kayaking Film, Best Canoeing Film, Best Fishing Film, etc. It aims to inspire more people to explore rivers, lakes and oceans, push physical and emotional extremes, embrace the lifestyle and appreciate the heritage of the wild places we paddle. Organizer Dave Mitchell is an outdoor enthusiast and the driver behind the rebirth of the paddling club. He would love to see everyone come out and support this great night of film, whether they come themselves, or buy tickets to donate for others. Tickets are $28 and you can get them at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. There are a couple more notable OO shows in the next couple of weeks. Classic Lightfoot Live plays May 4th at 7:30 p.m. and this is a show Lightfoot fans do not want to miss. This fantastic tribute band has been traveling all over Ontario with its Lightfoot show and receiving rave reviews for it. Featuring great musicians including local Steve Ayers, Lightfoot's nephew, and keyboardist Lix Anderson, this band is really the premier Lightfoot tribute artist. Don't miss this great show. Tickets www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. And May 5th at 2:30 p.m. our friends at the Aurelia Concert Association bring us Ensemble Vivant. This lovely chamber music group brings us classic gems from classical, ragtime, Latin and American songbooks and will be just the thing for a Sunday afternoon. Tickets are $40 and can be found here www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Not to be outdone, St. Paul's Center is also humming for the next while. The Mariposa Folk Festival Showcase is this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Come out and pick your top 3 artists out of the 10 competing for the chance to play the folk festival this summer. Admission is free. May 4th at 8 p.m. also at St. Paul's, enjoy the Excursions concert with the Aurelia Silver Band. This will be a chance to explore the world of music through travel with conductor Neil Barlow at the helm. Tickets at the door or through www.aureliasilverband.com. Not to be outdone, the Cellar Singers also present its spring concert, HMS Pinafore, on May 4th, at 3 p.m., just across the road at St. James's Anglican Church. This will be a hoot of a rollicking good time, and just the ticket for a hopefully sunny afternoon. Tickets at www.thecellarsingers.com. Quick notes on more live music? Colson Concerts presents Emily Jean Flack on Sun. April 28th at 2 p.m., tickets here. Samantha Windover plays Friday night and Stephen Bernard Saturday, at Couchiching Craft Brewery. Live at the Loft at Quails Brewery presents Meredith Warboys Thursday, Jakob Pierce Friday, My Missing Piece Saturday, and Chris Steig Sunday afternoon. There's a Pure Country 106 Country Video Dance Party this Saturday night at ODAS Park, a fundraiser for the Severn Rodeo. More information and tickets here. And the Oria Kiwanis Music Festival continues to this Friday. Come out to St. Paul's Center to hear live music from all ages, stages, and instruments. For the full schedule, click here. And word is out. The Aurelia Youth Center has announced its full lineup of fall fundraising concerts, starting in July with FarmFest and finishing up in November with Danny Michel and Steve Poltz at St. Paul's Center. Keep an eye on the Aurelia Youth Center social media for all the updates, but the November concert tickets go on sale Friday and you won't want to miss out. This show sold out last year in record time. Tickets www.aureliayouthcenter.ca. More, much more, next week. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.